What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The stool is together for at least two segments today before Sip heads out to the airport, but we're glad you stopped in this morning, Sip. Thank you for being
here. I'm kind of half in. My foot, you know, I'm kinda just like half
us.
In.
Kind of like us. We're halfway here. Ben put up one side of the deal.
Hey, what's going on?
Is that
on
new?
Here?
Are we doing that now?
I guess we're doing that. So I'm muted right now, visually muted.
We can't see Bill if you're driving.
There
now
it goes.
You can.
Okay, Ben, sorry to bother you.
Ben
pulled a stunt.
He did
this morning, and it's got me and Jake pretty shaken up. Steve a little bit,
but not bad.
He brought in a motivational
This was not here yesterday, so it had to be Ben.
Ben.
I walk in the production studio, and there's a sign facing me that says, "If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you."
And it was pointed right at Jake's face.
Yep.
When he walked
in today. The first thing I saw was
so
that
Ben brought that in and then tried to go kind of like, it wasn't my deal, but it was his.
Did you take it to heart?
Yeah. Well, so I'm trying
to. It's hitting home.
It's hitting home. I've always said, my life's a mess until I get a good visual of a motivational quote. And then I try to regroup throughout the day. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Easy.
Was that something that was at Columbus Lakeview? Would that be a sign you'd see at Columbus Lakeview? Was that inside your locker?
Did you have a locker?
I didn't think that Ben would be taking shots this morning, but I guess he was.
I don't know if it's a shot. He's just trying to help.
I think
if you're looking in the video stream, you can see it in the background. I can see it on my screen. It's right behind my head.
Ben.
If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
Yeah.
Ben, it was facing right at me. It had to be you.
Oh, Ben.
And I'm trying to figure out what you're going for, but now, that's the way it is.
Let me just don't read into it. It is.
What's he trying to tell
me? He's trying to challenge you a little bit.
Let's all let's do this.
Challenge
each other. Let's all challenge each other today. What do you think, guys?
Okay.
We'll do that. We're in. Okay.
Jake, come in. Come over. Come over.
He's in.
Jake, come over. Watch your coffee, Steve.
Coming over.
Come on.
Take
Ben,
your
come
stuff
in.
Up.
Ben, come in. Ben, come in. On three. Ben.
Okay, we're changing.
Yes.
We're challenging ourselves.
We're going to do it. We're good.
We're going to get facts straight.
We're going to talk about sports.
Sports.
Once in a while, we'll talk about sports in this show.
Sports.
It'll be better.
We're going
to. Last night, went out to eat, and I saw the future mayor and governor of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Scott Miller was out campaigning last night.
Scott Miller was at Momo, where I went to last night.
For your anniversary.
Yeah, he was there. I sit down at the bar because there's no seats available.
Oh, I love
it. Which is fine. It's a busy place.
You like that.
And I look behind me and said, oh my God, it's Scott Miller. And Susie was there as well.
Yeah. Susie's wife, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
she's
so
tall.
I get talking
fit,
to Miller.
Very fit people.
I get talking to Miller for a while and he's saying, hey, are you still a Dolphins fan? I said, yeah, sadly I am. He's like, well, I'm a Broncos fan. He didn't know they'd play the game last night, though.
He didn't know they were on TV.
I said, well, you better get going. The game's in a half hour. He's like, whoa. They play tonight? I'm like, yeah, against the Saints on Amazon Prime. We have Amazon Prime. Uh-huh. So I'm glad I could at least point Scott to watch
Big
his
fan,
beloved,
obviously.
His beloved Broncos last night on Amazon Prime.
I was going to say it.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm glad you did. Well, so in the Broncos won?
33-10. The Saints are terrible.
You texted us last night that you felt UTEP could beat the Saints.
I did text that.
Well, they did just get a win, too, so I can see why you say
UTEP's hot right now.
Yeah, UTEP's on a heater. So
they're hot.
Hey, how was Momo's?
It was great. It's always great.
What did you get?
I got a steak. I don't care if it's an Italian restaurant. That place has incredible steak. It does.
You got immediately defensive.
Immediately. He does. Just I got a steak.
Well, I know they have really good pizza and pasta. Everything's good there. It's an Italian
told
restaurant.
Me to be defensive.
Yeah, right away. What?
Steak, I'm telling
I got a steak.
You, their filet is
I know
incredible.
It's a pizza place.
Yeah.
Their filet is really
did you
good.
Say that to the waitress? No. I know it's a pizza place. But I want a steak.
Don't judge me.
It's on the menu. Steak. It's on the menu, Jake. I don't think they didn't bring the steak in from another place. It's on the menu.
We're not judging you at all. Yeah. I was intrigued by it. I became
you
more intrigued.
Get pasta or pizza? No, I got a filet.
I was intrigued by it, and then when you reacted so defensively, I got more intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Oddball.
I saw in your face. You seemed weirded out by the steak choice at an Italian restaurant.
You misread
now,
my face.
If you went to a Mexican restaurant and got a steak, that would freak me out. What do you have in your sirloin?
They usually don't.
They have a ribeye?
They have a ribeye. It's usually a ribeye at Mexican places.
Really?
Yeah. They have like one steak, it's a ribeye, that's it.
So Momo's, and it was packed.
It's always packed. It was packed last night. It was very good, though.
Very good.
And I saw Scott Miller there, so.
Out campaigning.
Yep.
The voice of Lincoln, the voice of Nebraska, the future.
What a man.
Yeah.
What a man. I mean, he was here for the party.
I don't know. Do you think he wants part of that governor stuff like that when the current governor's been voted best governor ever? I mean, that's a tough act. It's a tough act to follow. It's like right now, it's that's hard deal. So I'm kind of...
Just Crosby, Stills, and Nash just walked by.
Some breakers walking by and waving to us.
Yeah.
Good stuff like that. I went to Big Red Kino.
No! Which one?
Like that on 84th? Highway 2, 84th. With
well,
Laura,
over
with
here
Laura and the Peterson family, wow. Mike and Laura.
What an interesting spot.
That's a great place, by the way.
Yeah. And I don't know if you
could
get
TVs at every single table.
You couldn't get more packed. It was, I mean, you had to fight your way into the place. Then when we left, like, I don't know, 8 o'clock, it was still, there wasn't a table available.
What was going on?
I don't know, last night, things were
things
going.
Were popping.
I wonder if it was excitement about the roll call.
Could
maybe
be.
That's what got people out.
It could be
roll call Eve.
It's about to be
roll call Eve. Will do a lot.
It's almost roll call time.
Wait a second. So Momo's was packed, and you say Big Red Kino.
Big Red Kino.
That place is also always packed.
Always.
They
packed.
Have like 1,000 TVs there. That's a compliment.
That's why we went there, because there was games on.
Packed.
And it was packed, and then you have one at your booth, so it's great.
Yes, they have personal TVs at almost all the tables, and they have a million other ones you can watch too.
Not as good as King's Restaurant when you had the personal. Jukebox at each.
Now, that would be pretty cool.
You've never seen those before,
no,
Jake?
Yeah. No, I like the sound of that.
They have
though.
A personal jukebox at every single booth.
It was good.
It was incredible. And you got your malt, Jake. It came with bonus malt.
And
the bonus malt came in the container that they mixed it in.
That's right.
The metal, and then you got, so you had your malt, and you could pour a little extra in there, and that made me happy.
It was good.
Yeah, I had a cheese Frenchie. Mm. Everything.
Ooh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, cheese Frenchie. Well, everything was good.
Everything was good.
Yeah, you couldn't get better than that. King's.
Before I get to the roll call, one last thing here on Idle Chit Chat. There was a very cool sports moment last night that happened, Sip.
What is
might
that?
Have, you know, it might have made your dad very happy.
Oh,
last
yeah, the
night.
Guardians walk-off.
The Guardians were down 5-3 with two outs, nobody on base in the ninth. They get a guy in base, almost hits a home run, hits the top of the wall, so he gets a double. Next guy up, Jonesy Noel hits a two-run bomb. I mean, this thing was gone the second the pitcher knew, everybody knew it was gone. The moment it was hit, it was way gone. Guardians then hit a home run in the 10th, two-run shot. They went 7-5. They were down 5-3 with two outs, nobody on base.
Ooh.
Tied it up, go to
extras. You're feeling pretty good at that point.
If you're the Yankees.
You're feeling pretty good about it.
And who hit that bomb? Jonesy?
Jonesy Noel.
Jonesy.
And then David Fry hit the game-winning home run in the 10th, making a 7-5 victory. So the Guardians were about to be down 3-0, now down 2-1, and very much so alive in the ALCS.
Good, good. Still rolling.
It was a cool moment.
That had to be the... And that was at Guardians, right?
That was in Cleveland.
That had to be just mayhem.
It appeared to be mayhem if you were watching it. Yeah, the fans were going crazy.
Of course they were going crazy.
You have to.
Can I talk about something else with sports?
Please, sports.
How about Tony Bennett retiring?
That was odd.
What was going on?
Virginia head coach.
He's 55.
He's 55, and the season starts in about a week.
Something's not right.
No, I'm worried. It's more worried. Yeah. It's got to be health. It has concerns. To be something. I don't think all of a sudden he's just like, I don't have it in me anymore. I don't see it.
Was there any answers?
No, his press conference isn't until today. But yep. This came up last night when I was looking at something that you wouldn't put this together until you just study this guy. 364 wins, won the national title in 2019. He won the ACC 8 times, and most of those times he was going against Duke was full staff.
Sure.
That was that he won
Coach K.
Going against Coach 3-time national coach of the year. He won the ACC 8 times at Virginia.
That's amazing.
8. Duke and North Carolina's league. That's mm-hmm. their league, period. Mm-hmm. He won it 8 times.
Yeah, that's some...
Don't forget, you mentioned he won that title. That was the year after they lost to a 16 seed.
Yeah.
So they're a 1 seed in 2018, lose to UMBC by 20. Not just lost by 20 points. The next year they come back and they win the title. Yeah, how about that for redemption?
That's pretty low key. He's a pretty low key guy for all that. He keeps it very low.
But people hardly even talk about it.
They don't.
He won the national championship at Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know who else has done that? Nobody. Yeah. Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to win a national championship? Just ask Gonzaga. How hard is it to actually win? Yeah.
They can't do it. They're so close.
They've done everything and they can't do it.
Yeah, so Tony Bennett will have a press conference today, this morning.
I tell you one thing. Talk about a smooth-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he dresses well. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's smooth.
Yeah.
You're right, though. The season starts at the end of the month.
It's a very strange timing. He might be able to sing like in Vegas at a lounge. Can you see him?
Maybe
singing?
He will now.
Oh, I mean.
I think his dad was like that, too.
He was. Dick Bennett was.
Dick Bennett.
At Wisconsin.
Good pull.
Yeah, Dick Bennett.
That's usually
so
Jake.
That caught me. I was like, wow.
You remember Dick Bennett?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, he was. That's amazing. Good pull by you.
Dick Bennett, I believe, came over from was it Wisconsin, Green Bay?
One of the little Wisconsins. Yeah, yes.
One of the little,
one of the smaller ones.
One of the little bays.
Yeah. That is idle
thank
chit-chat.
You for
yeah, thank
that.
You. Tony Bennett retires out of nowhere. And like you said, the season begins
practice
very,
is going.
Very soon.
Yeah, practice is going. Obviously, he must have walked off the court and just said,
I'm done.
It's a tough situation for media because I saw a lot of speculation, but it's just speculation. I almost hated to hear it. Like, let's just hear what he has to say. Because it could be, like Bill said, something fairly major.
We'll hear today about that. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyouridle.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in, bedliners, and more. Renewyouridle.com. It is time. It's no longer the eve. It's the day of roll call.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Yes.
Give us a text right now. What your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today, Bill, would you like to hear?
Your favorite frozen pizza.
Ooh. Good one. That's a good
Mine's
one.
Jack's.
Yeah, okay.
That, yeah, Jack's is
Jack's.
Good.
Mine's
I might
Jack's.
Go DiGiorno's.
Okay. All right. You go, that's very upscale.
That's pinky up, right? $10.
Yeah, that's serious.
That is serious.
It's $10.39.
Anything from you, Steve?
I like Jack's, but I got to pick some Romo's. I like Romo's. I'll take Romo's. They're all good to me, though. Mm. I've never had a frozen pizza I didn't like.
That's true. There's just some are better than others.
DiGiorno's is kind of an interesting choice because whereas a Romo pizza would be about $3, DiGiorno's $10.39.
Well, it's $10.39. Good.
It's also shocking. Really
DiGiorno.
It's also shocking how good a Tostino's pizza tastes. It's really shocking.
Can be really good.
Yeah, really good. Ben, do you have one? Can you write it down? Do you have your favorite frozen pizza?
Come on, Ben.
You're a college
student. Participate. We know things are kind of a struggle for you.
You saw the sign over there.
Ben's dealing with a lot of stuff personally. Yes, he had a whole book.
Red Baron.
That's a good one.
Red Baron's a great one.
That's a great one.
Thank you, Ben. It's like Ben's back.
He's back.
That's a great one. Hey, I got a question for Bill. Do you eat the whole... Now, this is dicey. Do you eat the whole pizza?
You shouldn't.
No. Like in one setting? Yeah. No. I tell you what. It would not take much to eat a Jack's
pizza. No, that's not very much. Yeah.
That's not much.
No, I've woofed it. I've horsed it down, the whole thing.
I can't tell you I haven't.
I think we all have.
We've all
have. We're proud of it, though.
Yeah.
But I probably don't
eat the whole thing.
How's the whole frozen pizza?
Yeah. I think that's fairly normal.
I'm not sure that's aging gracefully.
It might be one of those things where you you have it, you eat whatever pieces, there's two pieces left, and like a half hour later, you finish the last two.
Mm.
Yeah. You go with it all at once.
Oh, yeah. I like them. I mean, they're really good. A big glass of milk and that is about as good as it gets.
I had pizza and milk. That I've never combo. Even thought of. I've never even, not one time really? In my life. No. Excuse me, Laura. Grab me a nice cold glass of 2%. What'd you have? I'm going to pop a pizza in.
I'm going to eat the whole thing, too.
I eat the whole thing.
I think it's really good.
You have to make your own
I couldn't
meal.
Imagine being more full than a glass of milk and an entire frozen pizza.
I'm a little surprised by your reaction.
There were times when I was eating that I know I had over, like when I was a graduate assistant here at Nebraska, I know I had over 400 in a year. I was eating over one a day, usually.
400 frozen
pieces? Yeah, that's all you had. That's all we had. I'd go and I'd buy stacks of 10, and I'd just put them in the freezer, and that's what I had. That was it.
All right, we got response here. It's firing in here. Saint Potato is at Kratos.
The potato.
Right now, age 34. He chimed in before you asked the pizza, so he didn't have a pizza answer that. Craig in Berlin, Ohio, age 52, likes DiGiorno also. Turner in Fort Myers, Florida. 27 years old, heading to the airport to go to Indy right now.
Nice.
He's going to be at the game.
Might be able to see Steve. Give Steve a hash hole if you get a chance.
Please do. Anybody going to Indy?
Anybody, if anyone sees
yell hash hole.
Give him a hash hole.
Yeah, do it. Just do it.
It's required.
Yeah. Yes.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, did not give me a pizza. Brandon in Manhattan, Kansas, says Red Baron like Young Ben.
Yeah. Comes in a box. That's when you know you've upscaled.
Yeah, like DiGiorno.
DiGiorno does too.
When you get the pizza and it's in a box, mm-hmm. you're at a different level. Financially, you're like, okay, yeah. they're doing a little better than everybody else.
Bill and Ben.
Yeah. Not a surprise.
Bill and Those Bennett likes lots of matzo pizza.
Ooh, never heard of it. Yeah.
Try that one out. Jason and Ankeny says Jack Supreme pizza. So he's with you, Bill, on Jack.
Good. Supreme is good. Yeah.
Casey in Topeka says Freshetta pepperoni pizza. I forgot about Freshetta.
Yeah, forgot about that. Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
No one has said Tony's. Remember Tony's?
Tony's was a staple.
You can
forever.
Eat that whole one for sure.
Tony's the whole. Yeah, that's an easy one.
You can house that one. Yeah. Brian in Johnston, Iowa says Jack's bacon cheeseburger pizza.
That's good. Yes.
Chris in Fremont says Jack's put it on the Traeger grill.
Yeah, I have grilled pizzas numerous times.
Greg in Fishers, Indiana says Costco pizza. Big Red. See you in Bloomington, Sip.
Okay.
He says.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
See you there.
There you go.
Yeah.
He'll be there. Let's see more. We got Dank the Tank says he's in from Chambers. Red Baron, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Going with Young Ben over here.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. it also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Ryan in Delaware, Totino's Pizza, age 39.
This is nuts. We have not heard of Tombstone yet.
Jeff. Oh. Jeff in Lincoln, age 57, says Tombstone.
I was thinking I would have said Tombstone.
If someone said, what is the baseline? I think Tombstone is the baseline.
Yeah.
Tim in Dallas says Totino's is close to school pizza, so he chooses that one.
Okay.
Close to what you got in school.
School pizza was good.
School pizza was, I don't think good's a word. I would drive to a junior high today if I could go
in. It was strange.
It was strange, and then it's a rectangle.
Yeah.
The rectangle piece of pizza, and it was really good.
Sean and Eagle, Tombstone. Rod in South Lincoln, Tombstone. So now we got a bunch of Tombstones coming in.
That's somebody in Lincoln's listening.
Yeah, Nick that's our first Lincoln listener
Nick
in years.
St. Louis says Tombstone also, so that's four in a row. Kent Tombstone. Now they're firing up here, the Tombstones. Okay. Corey at Duncan says Red Baron. Mike in Kansas says DiGiorno's. I'm with Jake on that one. Okay. Thank you. Brown in Eli, Iowa says, listening while eating breakfast with my granddaughter, Go Big Red Jack's Pizza.
Yes.
He's answering that one.
Jack's is good.
Dylan in Kearney says Jack's. 3 for $10. Can't beat that.
Three for 10.
Yes. And they come in a pack. You can get them in a Jack's pack. You can get them in a 3-pack. Yes, if you're Costco or something, you get the Jack's in a 3-pack.
Reed from Des Moines says, I had Jack's pizza for dinner last night. I'm going with Jack's.
Yes. Nice.
Big Haas from Fort Worth says, I like freschetta with extra cheese and beef. Extra beef, extra cheese.
Bonus, bonus it up.
Freschetta.
Ray in North Ogden. I love, he's 83 years old.
In North Ogden, right next to Logan,
Utah. That's our
Utah.
Oldest listener that chimes at textingly. Not Ron's older, but he doesn't text in the show. 83 years old, loves Jack's. Pepperoni pizza.
Hit 83.
Tells you
it's healthy. It tells you it's healthy.
Can't
Thank
be
you.
Too bad for
North
it.
Ogden's an incredible place.
We go from 83 to Kennedy, age 8, chiming in Lincoln. No frozen pizza, only Ramos pizza at 48th and 48th.
Well,
and
it's Ramos is one of the all-time best here in town.
That's very good.
It's the old Pizza Hut. That's what I love about it. It's the old Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
It's really good. That's close to the place where I was supposed to go to the... Mexican restaurant you're trying to send me to, then you told me the wrong address, and I was driving around. I go, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm on 48th and Pioneer
right now.
Steve. You're right there. It's right in the corner, northeast corner.
Just look to your left.
I go, I'm sitting here. I'm at this light. There's no. Then about 2 hours later, my bad.
It's Van Dorn,
I think it was. Yeah.
Van Dorn, Pioneers are all the same. Yeah. Chad in Kyle, Texas, Red Baron, age 52. Says Red Baron, like Ben. Big Bird in Columbus says Red Baron also. We get a lot of support here, young Ben. Sam in Napanee, Indiana says Tombstone. Napanee. I've never heard of Napanee.
Anything from Vince from Napa.
I have not seen Vince from Napa. Vince. Are you out
Vince,
there?
Check in. Mark yourself safe with the pizza.
What about Corey?
I haven't seen Corey yet either. Duncan Doug is in Idaho, but he's back in Kearney for the winter, apparently.
Oh, that's
from
a good
Idaho,
winter
back
spot.
In Kearney.
He winters in Kearney.
That's a good winter spot.
That's a good winter spot.
Interesting choice there.
Interesting choice. Kearney's amazing.
Welcome back to Nebraska, here, Doug.
Welcome back.
Jeff and McCook says Totino's Pizza. Johnny Mac in Lincoln. Lincoln listener says lots of matzah.
Lots of matzah. Okay.
Laverne in Hawaii says...
the 808.
From Iwa Beach, not big on frozen pizza, but okay with Totino's Pizza.
Okay.
Time to time. Jaron also says Totino's Pizza there. So Kyle and Exarban, Totino's Pizza Rolls. Yeah. The respond to the runner downtown.
The Totino's, the pizza rolls are...
Oh, how are those?
That's one of the historical foods to study because... It's impossible to not actually burn your face off.
I know.
When you're going to burn your lip. You cannot get the heat right on them. Because once it's right, it's like an inferno that's trapped inside of that. And you're going to and then you can't help yourself. And then you bite into one and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
This one will make you sad before we get to YouTube on the
first one. Do we want to be sad?
Yeah, Jim and Randolph says his favorite frozen pizza was Schwan's. And he says, sadly... It's gone now.
Swan's was so good.
I didn't know they had frozen pizza.
Sharon got a frozen pizza every week. A couple every week. There was always a Swan's pizza at the ready. Oh, it's so good. He's right.
Oh, God.
Chance from Funk says a Costco pizza. Lou, age 79 in Orlando, DiGiorno pizza.
Nice, in the box.
Okay, now to you two before we move on. Yes. We got Bolt on here. He says, good morning, hash holes. In there. Yes. Thank you,
Bolt. Wow.
Wow.
He's Red Baron, though, by the way.
Red Baron.
And he's 57 years old.
He's your friend, right?
Yes, yes.
He's from Pender.
Very athletic.
Nelson Montana says he is a Totino's guy. He's doing quail hunting right now.
Oh.
Nelson Montana.
He's doing quail hunting. He's quail hunting.
Right
Jake.
Now.
Yeah. Nice phrasing there, Jake.
He's doing quail
hunting. Quail hunting. It says doing a little quail hunting. Okay. I'm reading what he said. So
that's good.
No, give him the right. Phrasing problem.
I don't know if I've been more thrown off with, like, can't wait to have a frozen pizza and an ice cold glass of milk.
Yeah, that's,
I've never said nobody. I said nobody. There's not a chance like that. It's like,
I drink a ton of milk. Yeah. I mean, it's what I do.
It's why your bones are so strong.
You are. You're
it's
very
why my
strong.
My teeth are strong. Yeah. I mean, I drink a ton. That's what
good
my go
you.
To.
YouTube. Scott is mowing greens in Tulsa right now. Mm. Age 58. Mm. And he says Schwab's frozen pizza. I don't know Schwab's frozen pizza.
Can he please send in a photo?
A box.
Text yep. in a picture of
yes,
that.
Yes, please,
that would
Scott.
Look like.
Yes, mowing Scott. Greens in Tulsa.
Get off the mower and head to us.
Right now.
Right now. Do it now if you could. We want to have it before the show is over.
Gavin on YouTube from Brookings, South Dakota, the home of South Dakota State. Tombstone Pizza. 21 years old, so he's probably had one last night.
Probably had one last night. Exactly.
What was that town again?
That was Brookings.
Yeah, Brookings.
At South Dakota State University in Brookings. You've been there before.
Yeah.
We stopped at Brookings, myself, Duke, and Chalky, my buddy.
Chalky.
Yeah.
We got a picture. We got a picture for you there.
Of us fishing. Yeah, I took a picture from Brookings. It was.
You did.
We stopped there. We had lunch.
We saw. Yeah. It was a good picture, Bill.
Yes, then a few hours later,
it was
the picture.
Oh, then that was it.
That was the picture.
Husker Scott.
Where's your orange shirt? You've been wearing that.
It's not warm anymore.
It's over. Summer's over.
Husker Scott in Phoenix. Joseph in Denton, Texas.
Mm.
Thomas Denton. In Tagum City, Philippines, watching this morning on YouTube.
He's watching.
God, Ethan in Kimball, Nebraska. So there we go. That's
thank
your
you.
Roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop by and see them at 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, all the like.
I will be nervous if I walk in one morning and Sarah's in here, and because that means that
taking
Ben that means Ben brought her in to talk to Jake, because she's a spirit animal, and now Ben has been trying to motivate Jake through some sort of motivational.
Mm-hmm. I see the connection.
Yeah, so he's working on Jake to motivate, and I can see the only way to get that done would be to bring Sarah in here because
she's
incredible.
Just sitting here,
right now, just like
sitting on this chair.
Yeah, right now, having some time with Jake. Because the sign didn't work that Ben put up yesterday.
Well, yes, you're right. People are wanting some Matt Rhule audio, so I'll give it to him right now. Oh. And wait, there's a game tomorrow. Sip is flying out here in about an hour and a half to Indiana.
Sip, make sure you drive by here on O Street and honk at
us. Please do honk.
I'm not going to do that.
Please honk.
Do it. Yes,
please honk.
I'll lay on it.
Please honk. Matt Rhule, Tommy Hill availability. What do you have for us, Matt?
Tommy, you know, get him to the game, see if he can go. So that thing is the biggest one. Everyone else is healthy. Ready to play. I think Tommy looks good. You know, he's looked good though a couple weeks and hasn't been able to go. So we'll see. We'll see if he's able to go or not.
Game time decision, Tommy Hill.
It's just hard to say. Plantar fasciitis. Mm. I don't think it's. I gotta phrase this properly. I want to say they're fine without him. Tommy's really good, but they're fine. I mean, I don't think there's a huge drop off right now. So we'll see what happens.
Rhule says focus on beating Indiana. I don't care about the bowl game clinching or top
right.
25. Well, here's Matt Rhule on that from yesterday.
I'm only focused on the game. You know, I answered that question last year and never got there. So I'm just going to focus on the football and make sure our guys are locked in. You know, that they're all in on everything that we're asking them to do. And it's been a great week. So to me, it's just about us playing well versus a great, great, great team.
He mentioned that the stat that really jumps out at you. Indiana's outscored opponents 80-17 in the fourth quarter. Was there anything about that? Okay. It says this Rhule mentioned it in this story, but that's okay. 80-17 Indiana. Okay. Just keep rolling.
Intel on Curtis Rourke, the quarterback from Ohio, now at Indiana. Here's Matt Rhule on that from yesterday.
Yeah, I won't talk about recruit. I don't know recruiting wise. I mean, you know, Tony has a lot of history against him because they played Ohio U at Syracuse. He's an excellent player in a great system. And I think the biggest thing, they have a lot of weapons around them, right? They have a really good O-line. They have an excellent tight end. They have two great backs. They've got about five receivers who can make plays. And but I think they just have a good system. Like they know what they who they are and they know what they do. And he's flourishing in it. And but yeah, Tony played him, so he's got a feel for him.
There you go. Who's the best quarterback in the Big Ten right now? Is it Dylan Gabriel? Would have to be Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, that's it. That's
and then who's the second best?
Yeah, because Gabriel's like what, like third in the Heisman watch or fourth in the Heisman watch.
I did notice that this guy Curtis Rourke is now on the Heisman watch, ESPN's Heisman watch, fifth.
He's fifth.
Yeah, he's fifth. I mean, his numbers are really good. 74% completion rate. His QBR is number one in the Big Ten. 14 touchdowns, only two picks. So he's five on the list.
Yeah, those are incredible numbers. I think something that came up here that is remarkable for Nebraska is if you compare them. I just say if you don't have the hard data, but Nebraska is probably as good in the country right now with injuries.
Yeah, they haven't been hurt.
They have not. They've been a little banged up. We've lost no linemen. I understand that. We understand that. But overall, the list isn't real long. When he was talking about who's going to play this week, and it was one player
that
he talked to.
And Alvano.
Yeah. But there was one player, and he feels that he's ready to go.
Right.
So the list is like there's about nine guys.
Yeah.
About nine guys. You start looking at people who have lost players for the season, different things, or it's like, I don't know. We'll find out Thursday maybe if he can play. And so they're very healthy. So that's a good thing.
They are. What else? Gunnar Gutula comments.
I got that. Yeah, here's Matt Rule on Gunnar Gutula from yesterday.
Yeah, I think every day when you're a redshirt freshman left tackle in the Big Ten, that's a challenge in and of itself. And every day you get better. I think you see our goal as a program is to be a team that always improves as the year goes on. How do you do that? You improve each player. And so having that time, where he's been the starter for 2 weeks, right? Having the time to get extra rushes and really the biggest thing with him has just been working on bowling versus power rush. And I think he can set. He's a big man. He's got long arms. Just working that. When you're in camp and you're the three and you're going against the threes a lot or the two going against the twos, but he's now the one. He's going against James. He's going against Jamari. He's going against MJ. He's going against big powerful men. So it was good for him.
They talk about his anchor versus the bull rush. Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Versus the bull rush.
The pass rush that causes the most problems is speed to power. And that means you have an incredible get off and then you can turn and you can one arm him through his chest. If you can take that with being the offensive tackle back to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Just people say, oh yeah, off the edge. Just watch film, watch a game and just watch how many times a guy just beats a guy off the edge and sacks the quarterback.
Doesn't happen.
If you don't have speed to back, because what happens when you're off the edge and you just you barely touch, you just get something on him, he'll just ping about 5 yards past the quarterback. And the worst place to be in college football game is 5 yards behind the quarterback.
Staring at his back.
Yeah.
Doesn't do much good.
And so then the ability to, now speed allows you the ability to counter and do some different things. But the pass rush that would bother you the most would just watch like why am I drawing a blank on Reggie White?
Reggie White.
Speed to power.
Yeah, because he wasn't flying off the edge.
Yeah, exactly. But all these speed to power at that when you can turn on someone and take him back into the quarterback and collapse pocket.
Oh yeah,
collapse the pocket.
It's important to listen to Bill. Because
yes, I've said that to you numerous. I text you that daily. And
listen to me, please.
Because there is this sort of notion that the layman has, like me, he's just really quick off the edge. Right. He's quick off the edge, but he's just not ripping around the tackle.
And you don't see much guys like he didn't even touch him,
right.
Sacked him. No, that doesn't happen. No, that doesn't happen. They work that, but the speed to power is like now the initial get off is so important because if it's not a sloth game.
No.
Every position is judged off of one thing. People don't understand.
Twitchy.
It's all that they're judged on. How
what was that?
How much
twitchy?
Thank you.
That's like if you're not a twitchy center, you're no good.
Right.
If you're not this, you have to. Yeah, there's
There's never a time like, what do you like about him? He's just really long, and it takes a while for him to wind up, you know, and so
that's not what you want.
Slow off the ball, but at 30 yards, man, he's rolling. No, it's all about how fast things can happen. So it does make a difference.
You know,
and that's why the pass rush has been interesting for Nebraska because of those big bodies. Who stands out the most right now? Probably Ty
and James Williams.
James Williams does, yes. But like I said, but Ty and Nash, because they're a power
move.
They collapse the pocket. They cause problems internally.
Nebraska leads the Big Ten in sacks. Yeah. I mean, halfway through a season.
20.
What I've been telling people is I didn't know if I'd live to see the day where I'd say that sentence at the halfway point of a season. Nebraska leads the Big Ten in sacks and tackles for loss. And there is nothing. There's a few things. No, I like a punt block, a kick block. But in football, one thing I love watching is a collapsing pocket and those big paws going in there and swooping at the ball. Yeah. It's one of the funnest things of a football game.
Is. When you have that going, your odds of winning are way up.
That's good.
Your odds to win the game are way up.
Yeah, if that pocket's collapsing, the quarterback kind of freaking out back there.
Before we get to break,
what are we doing?
You have to give us aging gracefully, Nick, before you head to the airport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know you're hungry, though. You can't go today.
I'm unhealthy,
When you come back on Monday, you can go to Early Bird, right?
I can.
You can.
Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
There it is.
There was. The California smothered.
Yes.
God. Well,
that was.
They've got a variety of pancakes, like blueberry pancakes.
And big, of course, blueberries in there.
The world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. That was your best one yet.
That was good.
I never smoked.
It's like you didn't have a cigarette last night.
Stop.
It's like you didn't.
I smoked for a period.
I would love to see you flick it too when you get done.
Stop by.
I'd love to see that.
19th and K. Lots of free parking. Early Bird also in Iowa and Omaha. Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break in the Ticket. Boy.
Percent of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.